Welcome to the March 27th episode of the Go Fast and Win podcast, powered by The Sharp Plays and TSP.live. March Madness. Well, we made it through the round of 64 and the round of 32. Both rounds, however, were as public and as chalky as could be. When the dust settled Sunday night, the point spread favorites finished on a 15-1 straight up and 12-4 ATS, that's against the spread, run. It's not the first time I've witnessed this type of public success in the tournament, though. I talked about public success in the tournament to prepare you for this sort of action back on the March 15th episode of the Go Fast and Win podcast. You can roll back and check that one out if you want. You only have to go back 2 years to 2022 to find a March Madness session when the public took the books and sharp bettors to school in the first two rounds. Back in 2022, the public just could not miss, and the darling of that year was St. Peter's. St. Peter's was drawing all the attention and all the money, spread and money line, and it was paying off big for the public. The public walked out of the first weekend of the tournament, not just because of St. Peter's, but cashing a number of different tickets, sides, totals. It was incredible. The public was flush with cash across a variety of different wagers. Yes, John Q. Public had finally hit it big. At which point, of course, they decided to take their winnings and run, never to bet again, retiring from sports gambling forever. Come on. Of course they didn't do that. How did the story really end? The Sweet 16, through the championship that year, saw the public get absolutely destroyed, and the sharps print some serious money. It wasn't even close either. The biggest book need of the entire NCAA basketball season that year, and actually the biggest book need ever logged in my book needs analytic in the last 4 years, was North Carolina -8.5 over St. Peter's. North Carolina had a book needs reading of 93 out of 100, and in the end, UNC won 69-49 for the easy cover. When the Nets were cut down on Championship Monday, and not just because of that St. Peter's result in the Elite Eight, the books made money, the sharps made money, and despite their early success, the public lost a lot of money. Why is the public seeing success again this year? Who knows? It could be that a lot of these teams can't seem to handle the spotlight. You would expect the underdogs to have a tough time in the spotlight because the favorites are likely more experienced in that regard. My belief that the players this year can't handle the spotlight is further evidenced by the pathetic free throw shooting for several teams. What's a worse spotlight than a packed arena all watching you as the only player in motion? People like conspiracy theories, so how about this one? Perhaps the books found that they could make even more money by letting the public win a little. You know the public. They will get some profits, but once they start to lose those profits, whoa, mama, they will press and chase and bet every dollar they can get their hands on. At the end of that process, the public will have given back all their profits and a boatload of their own money on top. Whatever the reason, it is important to note that the public will have success in betting from time to time. People seem to think the public just loses money every single day, every single bet. Yes, they do lose money over time, but the public absolutely gets their runs too, and they get a lot of them. I mean, if the public didn't win and didn't get that excitement, that rush of a hot run, why would they keep betting? So of course they have to get their runs. I mean, I don't mean to offend any of you, but some of you listening are public bettors who don't make a profit on betting right now. That's okay. Maybe you do it casually. It's just some entertainment for you. But think of how many times you've had hot runs. You've probably had a lot along the way. So you get hot too, just like the public at large will get hot at times. It's just that your hot runs don't offset your cold runs, and in the end, you lose money, same as the general public. It is rare to see the public have success for weeks at a time, especially during one of the most important times of the year for the sports books. So is this the one time the public breaks some records in March Madness? Or will this one disintegrate like so many before it? I've been in this a long time, and I can't remember the last time the public had an overall winning March Madness. So perhaps this will be the one time they do, or, playing the percentages, this will be like all the rest where the public got their run. But in the end, it wasn't as good as what the sharps and the books did against them. We should get a feel for the public's prospects early in Sweet 16 action. Speaking of Sweet 16, for my bonus Go Fast and Win portfolio selection for this week's podcast episode, I'm going to Sweet 16 action and taking Illinois plus 105 on the money line. That's Illinois plus 105 on the money line, and I'm going to take that for 0.15 units. So once again, risking 0.15 units on Illinois plus 105. The reason I like this one is yesterday some group action hit on this. A couple sports services also came in on it as well, but the group actions were caught my eye. And Illinois allows us to play some of the dog progression that I'm looking forward to this round, given what went on in the past round, especially the round of 32, where we had those favorites 15-1 straight up and 12-4 against the spread. So playing a little dog progression, Illinois plus 105. And that'll do it for me today. Thanks again for joining me on this week's episode of the Go Fast to Win podcast, and good luck in your action.